Communications Officer at the International Airport Development Company, IADC, Jennifer Richardson said they are currently trying to complete the earthworks and the runway. She said they are presently employing more workers for the night shift.
We're making good progress. The progress is speeding up. I mean, over the years, we have been working hard at what we're doing at Argyle, and we have gotten to the point where we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And we are currently working very hard on trying to complete the earthworks, the runway included, so that we are in the process of hiring additional workers so that we can start an all-out night shift. We have started to include the night shift with the drilling. So right now we do drilling out there at night.
Ms. Richardson said they will soon commence a full night shift as they seek to have the work completed by the end of this year. She said they are also constructing the firefighting station and the control tower, which will both be completed during this year.
We are moving towards a full-fledged night shift so that we can have this work that we are doing at Argyle substantially completed, if not fully completed, by the end of this year, because we are looking towards an operation time off by summer next year. Now, we have a lot of work going on at the moment. Not only are we working on the earthworks, the runway included, but we are working on the firefighting station, which is being built by a Barbadian firm, and we are also working simultaneously on the construction of the control tower. Now, the control tower is being constructed by Franco Construction. That deadline for completion is July 2014, and for the firefighting station, September 2014.
Ms. Richardson added that they are also continuing their work with the city fence, and they expect to soon commence pavement work on the airport.
We also continue to work on the city fence on the northern side of the runway, and that work is progressing by leaps and bounds. You'll be amazed at the amount of work that we have done there. And also on the southern end of the runway, we are continuing with the backwater that we are constructing over the Stubbs Bay end. That will facilitate airport lighting as well as the permanent access road to Warraku and Mount Pleasant. So things are going really, really well. And we are looking forward to the beginning of actual pavement work. So the apron area where we're going to start the actual pavement is being, the base is being laid there right now, and it's being well done. And soon we will see actual pavement. That will be the concrete works beginning on the aprons section.
Communications Officer at the International Airport Development Company, IADC, Jennifer Richardson. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.